This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The end game of the globalists is implantable microchips in our bodies, Klaus Schwab told us. Stories on InfoWars.com. China is the beta test. CCP issuing location, temperature monitoring bracelets, and Beijing residents returning from other cities. It's on right now. Let's talk to Donna in Texas, then Mark and John. Donna, thanks for calling today. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love the show today. Listen, I'm calling, you just said, about the end game. You know, I want to encourage everybody that obviously all the struggle that's going on, it's ultimately bringing everybody together in Christ. The unity in Christ is going to make us stronger, but not just theoretically. It's we get stronger when we're giving. So if I'm giving financially to you to support you or other places consistently, I wanted to share this because I've dedicated my life to ministry and specifically understanding the quantum physics of human consciousness and specifically in terms of giving and receiving. And when we're giving constantly, like if I make a commitment every month to give, it's not just, oh, we're being nice. We need to support, obviously, those that are sharing truth and speaking up. But for our community in Christ, when we're giving consistently, we literally heal our brain and our mind. When we give, the left and the right brain hemisphere merge together in unity and light. So we heal anxiety, insomnia, depression, anything in our body through giving. So I just want to encourage everybody that everything that's going on right now, just give. Give support, Alex. Give to, you know, people that are in Christ. You know,
and by the way, Donna, you're not just saying that. The studies do show that. But plus, it's a natural defense mechanism against tyranny to stand up and support organizations that are fighting for you. But just like humans exhale carbon dioxide, plants breathe carbon dioxide, they put off oxygen. It's a symbiotic relationship. Giving is key.
Yes, but I believe all this challenge ultimately is going to end in Christ winning. So we have to have this for Christians and people in Christ to come together to be so strong in Christ through our relationship with Christ, but specifically in giving to our community.
And that's right. And the evil is going to force things so bad and cut us all off with a social credit score that it's going to force us to finally understand that and come together. You're right.
Yeah, but here's what I have believed for so long. The quicker we get the lesson right now, the quicker we start giving more, give more money, support the church, support us, support the people in your neighborhood. Because listen, I'm coming just like Patriot Barbie. I'm telling you, I've been in ministry for many, many years as a singer, Christian recording artist, as well as a public speaker. But I have struggled, Alex, the last 2 years. I've lost everything, everything. I'm a literal, like, starving artist. But I have faith, and I've been where I've ministered in shelters and women's shelters. I've done fundraisers. But when I needed it, I wanted to share this, too. That I've gone through, I've looked into the government help, the, you know, homeless places to get housing. Alex, there is no help for people like me. There's help for other identity groups, okay, and racial groups. But if you're a single female like myself that doesn't do drugs, I'm not a certain identity group, I'm not an ex-con, you just leave on the street. And so I share that to say, people, please be there for the people in your community, because that's what it's going to take right now. Support giving. Make a commitment to give financially. And
beautifully said, Donna. God bless you, and I appreciate your call so much. What an honor to have you on the broadcast with us today. All right, Paul Joseph Watson always does a great hour, and I don't want to cut him short. So John and Mark, don't forget, crew's great. Don't forget tomorrow. We're going to open the phones up. We're going to continue the discussion of the Democrats preparing martial law, all of it. I'm sure Owen will be covering it in an hour with the War Room. But John and Mark, you'll be first tomorrow. We'll call you back and give us your number and get you on the show. Paul Joseph Watson from England takes over Summit.News straight ahead, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support. The fight is really getting real right now, and great job to the crew.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the 15th of July, 2022. It is the height, the middle of summer. And yet, as we're going to cover in this broadcast, some people whose entire identity is predicated upon, revolves around being constantly terrified of whatever the current thing may be, have a new current thing to be terrified by. Because yes, indeed, it is summer. And despite the fact that much of the summer here in the UK has been relatively mild, suddenly, in the middle of July, we have hot temperatures. And you know what that means? Global warming fear-mongering. BBC News reports, heatwave national emergency declared after UK's first red extreme heat warning. You know, we've had these kind of temperatures in the past. They didn't call national emergencies. They didn't have emergency government COBRA meetings. They didn't issue red extreme heat warnings. We had one in 1976, the summer of 76. Everyone just went out. They went to the swimming pool. They went to the beach. They had fun. They enjoyed themselves. No. Now, because of this weaselly safetyism that's gripped our country over the past couple of decades, people are once again scurrying back inside. They're retreating to the safety of their own homes, despite the fact that in many cases, because we don't have air conditioning in this country, the inside of their homes are even hotter than being outside. But that doesn't matter. And basically the media, the clickbait mainstream media, is absolutely loving it because everyone likes to talk about the weather in this country anyway. And now we get some hot weather in summer. My God, the absolute horror. Sky News reports UK heatwave COBRA meeting called as national heatwave emergency could be declared. Yes, they're literally calling an emergency congregation of top government officials because it's getting a little bit hot in the middle of July. Absolutely incredible. Bear in mind, these are all the same people that locked us down based on the founding myth that COVID was this massive killer. The same people are doing so again. You've got this strange dichotomy where people are equally terrified of a slight rise in COVID cases in the United Kingdom over the past few weeks, while also being absolutely petrified of it getting a bit hot in summer. So they're outside in summer in 35 degrees Celsius temperatures, but also with their masks on, actually restricting their own breathing at a time when you wouldn't want that to happen because they're scared equally of both things because the media and the government have told them to be scared of it. Headline up on Summit.News, latest excuse for technocratic control. It's hot in summer. Now, bear in mind, this is coming out of the UK Met Office, which poses as an independent meteorological agency. Easy for me to say. And yet they've engaged in climate change hysteria on the regular, routinely, over the course of the past two decades. And in fact, there's an article speaking to that before I get into the latest theory, which is out of Daily Skeptic, which is linked in that article, net zero global warming alarm based on temperatures measured next to airport runways with hot jet engines and tarmac. We've seen these reports before where the foundational global temperature rises that are parodied in the media, that parroted by the media as being indicative of man-made climate change and rising temperatures, they take the temperature measurements of the hottest surface in the hottest location you could imagine. It's not a fair measurement. It's deliberate manipulation. So there's about one half of all land surface temperature measurements used to show global warming and promote the command and control net zero agenda, which basically across Europe has got the farmers in revolt. We've seen it in Holland. We've seen it in France. Now we're seeing it in Spain as well, because they're bearing the brunt of the nitrogen restriction rules that they're imposing in those countries. They measure the temperature rises in the hottest places you could possibly do that. They're taken near or adjacent to airport runways. This is one half of all land surface temperature measurements. There's this amazing fact from research by Professor Ross McKittrick casts further serious doubt on the validity of three major global temperature data sets, including the one compiled by the Met Office, which is in the news today saying it's a national emergency, that it's getting hot in summer. Oh my God, panic! Red extreme heat warning issued, says the Met Office's official Twitter account. Parts of England on Monday and Tuesday. And as commentators have noticed over the past couple of days, they posted the previous weather forecast maps for the United Kingdom when we had similar temperatures in the mid-30s to early 40s, or mid-30s to late 30s. Previously, they didn't colour the country in blood red. Now they've changed it to colour the country in blood red with these temperature forecasts again, to advance this hysterical, contrived moral panic that it's never hot at the height of summer. Granted, most weather in the UK is terrible. It rains out of one of every 3 days. But again, as I said, it's been a cold winter. Two weekends ago, it was absolutely freezing. It was like 16 degrees at the start of July. They don't talk about that. The same people who say weather isn't indicative of climate change when it's cold say, oh no, but it is indicative of climate change when it's hot because we say so. That's basically the argument. So they put out these apocalyptic temperature graphs in the mid-30s with blood red covering the entire country and say people are going to die in their thousands. It's going to be horrific. Again, it's this entire mindset of safetyism. They've built this mindset within the United Kingdom, which the stereotype was true. It used to be stiff upper lip. The United Kingdom used to be comprised of people who were hard as nails. Now everyone's living in constant terror, constant panic, constant fear of whatever current narrative they've been fed by the media and by the government. But as we've noted, and as I know in this article, in the real world, and this was just a few months ago, Arctic sea ice is just 3% below its 30-year average. But again, what's the real agenda? As we reported last year, one of the authors of the United Nations IPCC report, notoriously unreliable, debunked bias, which focused on extreme consequences of man-made global warming, he lauded the fact that people are, quote, starting to get scared about climate change and that this would affect the way they vote. So they're literally, explicitly, and these were the same people behind the Club of Rome report in the early 1990s saying the only thing that's going to unify people behind our agenda is making man an enemy of the planet, making man itself the enemy, because they've tried all these other things, none of them worked. They tried to run with the, oh, there's going to be a new ice age scam in the 1970s. Newsweek printed that, bunch of other legacy media publications ran with that. Complete bunk, never happened. We also had the 2004 report in The Guardian, which again I linked to in this article. They said that man-made climate change would cause, quote, millions of deaths, major European cities would be sunken, and there'd be nuclear war, and they actually put a date on it, and that date was 2020. That date has kind of passed. Didn't happen. Again, I remember being a kid in the early 90s. I literally remember the moment of feeling terrified myself as a kid, hearing a radio report saying that the climate of the United Kingdom would be like Siberia within 30 years. They were spinning this yarn 30 years ago. They've been proven wrong time and time again. Montana's Glacier National Park. They put up signs which said glaciers will all be gone by 2020. Didn't happen. They had to remove the signs. Again, we've had the predictions of massive global population boom, overpopulation that would lead to giant famines. The same people who put out that propaganda back in the 60s and 70s, Paul Ehrlich and his ilk, are now the same people behind the global warming scam. Why would we trust these people when they've lied to us over and over again? Al Gore, Arctic would have ice-free summers by 2013. Again, as we've seen, the extent of Arctic sea ice is barely any different from what it was 10 years ago. It's a scam. They're pulling it over and over again. Why anyone affords them any credibility at this point is absolutely mind-boggling. Summit.News, we'll be back as always.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, we know why they're pushing the extreme heat, the moral panic, the hysteria over, God forbid, warm weather in summer in the United Kingdom, a country that moans incessantly about the cold and the rain for 10 months out of the year. As soon as it gets a bit warm, as soon as it gets a bit Mediterranean, oh my God, the horror. We're destroying the planet. Absolute bunk from the same people who take these global temperature measurements from airport runways on hot tarmac fired by jet engines. Absolutely incredible. And you know the agenda because they'll introduce any current thing necessary to try and convince you to go along with it to reduce your living standards. We have that again with the war in Ukraine. Macron announces streetlights will be turned off in France in response to energy crisis. Despite claiming that France has little dependence on Russian gas, President Macron, who has just formed a minority government that is pathetic and can't get anything through Parliament, announced that public lighting would be turned off at night to save energy. And again, this was a program, this was an agenda, food inflation, the cost of living crisis that was in evidence before the invasion of Ukraine. They just use that as an excuse to get you to go along with it, to support the current thing, even as in other European countries like Germany, they're literally designating areas of cities as warm-up areas for people who are freezing this coming winter because they won't be able to afford their energy bills. And again, whether it's through climate change propaganda, whether it's through war current thing propaganda, the end goal always remains the same. Of course, we have the same narrative being pushed during the coronavirus lockdown, the one in 2021, also in the context of climate change, where the Indian government locked down cities based on pollution, and then the mainstream media came out and ran articles saying it was a conspiracy theory to even suggest that there were climate lockdowns taking place, even as the Indian government, the biggest democracy in the world, was literally implementing them in major cities in India. Absolutely incredible. Let's talk about the other current thing, which still remains current, despite the fact that many people thought it would disappear in 2022. That is COVID. We see the same technocrats creeping back once again. Here in the United Kingdom, BBC News reports COVID booster will be offered to all over 50s this autumn. Meanwhile, Daily Skeptic reports coronaphobic Britain starts locking itself down. Again, there's been a tiny spike in cases of this new variant, oh my God, that causes sniffles. No knock-on effect in terms of serious illness, people going on ventilators, or people dying in hospitals. None of that is happening because this new variant, the latest variant, which I had, and I've literally had worse colds, doesn't cause serious illness. Maybe it does for people who took their four or five vaccines. But the UK is currently in the midst of a mild fifth wave that has seen infections rise for the past month. And again, if you look at the actual infection rates, it's like a tiny blip. But you go out in the streets and there's like 50% more people wearing masks. Again, they have no critical thinking skills. They're so easily led. And their entire existence is based around being terrified by something. It's like they need to be terrified by something to instill their lives with some kind of meaning, despite the fact they're not even living their lives because they're living in constant fear of everything, whether that be COVID in its mildest ever form or, oh my God, the sunshine. Says, with 2.7 million people carrying COVID in the most recent week, even though deaths and ICU admissions have remained flat. But a poll for Mail Online found 29% of people have stayed indoors at some point since cases began rising to avoid catching the sniffles, while 42% have worn a face covering. So almost half have worn a face covering, despite the fact there hasn't been any mandates on face masks in the United Kingdom for half a year now. There's almost half observed social distancing rules that have not been in place since February, while two-thirds said they had sanitized their hands. So again, as soon as it creeps back into the headlines, as soon as the globalists, the technocrats start ramping it up, hyping it up in an alarmist fashion again, you see the knock-on effect in the streets, in people's behavior. And yet these people who are so obsessed with staying safe and safetyism in general and not putting themselves at any risk whatsoever, living in a bubble their entire lives, they're deathly afraid of a virus which is now mutated into such a mild form that people have way worse colds. But what they're not concerned about is the fact that in the United Kingdom, there have been 9,000 non-COVID excess deaths in the last 10 weeks alone. Now, what's causing these excess deaths that weren't registered in previous records if you go back 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Well, we know some of them are because during the pandemic, during the lockdown, hospitals were only 40% full, despite the fact that we were told they were overwhelmed, because they kicked all the patients out and they prevented people from being treated for serious illnesses in hospital, something that has already killed tens of thousands of people, will probably end up killing hundreds of thousands of people. So now all those people who didn't get that urgent medical care that they required during the lockdowns because they were either afraid to go into hospitals because of the propaganda, or the hospitals didn't want them to come, or they couldn't get doctor's appointments because all the doctors said you have to do a remote appointment, you have to do it via Zoom. So people said, what's the point in that? I'm not going to bother. Well, all those people are now dying. And all those people who supported lockdown, the blood is on their hands. But no one's talking about this. They're talking about a slight rise in COVID infections. They're talking about a fifth vaccine, the 100% ineffective vaccine, giving out to 50-year-olds here in the coming months. They're talking about heat waves killing people. They're not talking about something that has killed 9,000 people, non-COVID, excess deaths, none of the usual reasons, heart attacks, cancer, whatever. This is excess deaths that are not normally registered, 9,000 in the last 10 weeks. If there were 9,000 COVID deaths in the last 10 weeks, they'd have us under lockdown again. But this article in the Daily Skeptic also notes, looking at deaths by date of occurrence, if we compare them to the rollout of the vaccine doses in the spring booster campaign among over 75s in England, we can see what appears to be a correlation, meaning a possible connection should be investigated. When you look at this graph in the article, the spring boosters for the over 75s in England started at the end of March. They continued and peaked throughout April, towards the end of April. Then they continued throughout May until the end of June. And you'll notice that the correlation between the vaccine boosters and the non-COVID excess deaths almost aligns completely. Now, obviously, some of these deaths are caused by people not being able to get treatment because of lockdown, but then others are caused by a different reason that we're not allowed to talk about in this country, that we're not allowed to talk about on social media because we'll be blacklisted and silenced. But if you want to look at that graph, very interesting correlation between the spring boosters in England and non-COVID excess deaths, which remain in this country, according to the media, a mystery. We'll be back.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, I want to get to some of these videos here in a moment. We've got quite a few to plow through, and indeed there are updates to those videos that I put out that I want to come back and talk about off the back of them. Final word on this vaccine COVID issue, though, because I mentioned Macron earlier. He was actually booed and given the finger by French citizens in Paris during their Bastille Day parade yesterday. Someone put out a video on Twitter of multiple clips of Macron being booed, jeered, whistled, given the finger. That didn't make the media, at least at the time that I put this article out. problem with Macron is that he now rules over a minority government because he had basically a disastrous election last month. So he can't get any legislation through. And they tried to get the vaccine passport scheme through, at least as it applies to foreigners coming into the country, despite the fact that virtually every other European country now has dropped that mandate that you have to get vaccinated to enter the country. United States still hasn't dropped it, obviously, so I've got no hope of entering the United States, probably until Biden gets kicked out of office, if not beyond that. But in France, they tried to pass a vaccine passport scheme. Macron's government lost the vote by a margin of 219 votes to 195. We saw wild cheering celebrations in the French parliament because of that. Remember, the vaccine passport was, of course, initially enforced against French people themselves. You weren't even allowed to go to a cafe, to a bar, to a restaurant without a vaccine passport. And they literally had police patrolling, checking people's vaccine papers, even if they were sitting outside at a Parisian cafe. Good news, though, because Macron now had a disastrous election. He's got a minority government. He can't get it through. That gridlock is a good thing for freedom. But let's go to this first video now, because there is an update on it. This is regarding the bizarre behavior of Joe Biden, his obviously slip into dementia, into cognitive decline, which has become very apparent over the past 2 years since a doctor, as I feature in this video, made an estimation on whether he was suffering from dementia or not. This video is called "There's Something Wrong with Biden." Here it is. There's something wrong with Joe. The evidence is just overwhelming. And I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of dementia or anything like that. But for the political leader of the free world, it's just getting really awkward.
And some of the... when... the political coverage.
What do we do now? What am I doing now?
I have all the
dogs. Pinelli, excuse me. Pinel, and what am I doing here?
A question that has baffled some of the greatest minds on planet Earth.
Well, folks, you know, you don't have to stand every time I hear Hail to the Chief wonder, where the hell is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Some of this is actually quite sad. It's almost like it's a cry for help.
She's fine.
Me.
This doctor talked about signs of dementia back in 2020.
Well, this is Dr. Grande. Does he have some type of dementia, or is he exhibiting early warning signs of dementia?
And although the doc was quite skeptical at the time, look at what he said and compare it to how Biden has behaved since.
Memory problems really stand out, especially short-term recall.
And we're also joined today by Larson I know.
Have you decided, sir, whether to go to Saudi Arabia?
No, not yet. No. He happens to be a larger meeting taking place in Saudi Arabia. That's the reason I'm going.
It's that short-term recall that is much more noticeable in terms of looking at symptoms that point to dementia.
And the president of South Africa,
Next, we see difficulty concentrating, losing track of the topic.
You like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
Well, look.
Getting lost when outside the house... Sometimes people also get lost in their own house. This is considered a more severe symptom.
I get up in the morning and look at Jill and say, where the hell are we?
Getting lost. That's the President of the United States in his own house. Sometimes people also get lost in their own house. Other symptoms include going off on tangents, being repetitious, having difficulty finding the right word.
All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
The administration I served in last.
He forgot Barack Obama's name.
We have a conversion of the road to Damascus. Because now you say, by the way, are you going to stick with the president on the following president, the last guy on this issue?
He's saying that it was President, my boss.
Confabulation. This is when somebody has gaps in their memory and their brain populates memories into those gaps. Now, these memories are from other events, so the stories that they tell don't make any sense.
I was doing Villanova's commencement, and one of my nuns from school was getting her doctorate degree. I presented it to her, and she said, that was pretty good, Joby.
The president didn't make a commencement speech.
No, but let me just talk for a second. Mm-hmm. I'm a professor.
So confabulation is considered a fairly severe symptom.
Getting a lot of reaction after saying he used to drive an 18-wheeler. During a visit to a Mack truck assembly plant yesterday. While the White House is struggling to defend the claim, since driving a big rig requires a special license for one, and while there is nothing in Biden's history to suggest he's ever actually done this.
We also see difficulties with agitation, anxiety, paranoia.
Fewer, not more, fewer.
What do you do over there?
When did I say I was coming?
I said.
Read what I said. And tell me.
Read the polls, Jack. You guys are all the same.
You lost your child. It's gone.
I don't know if Biden has dementia or not.
The doctor said that in 2020. But as you've seen, the last 2 years of Biden's antics somewhat fit the bill. Now, there's been an update to this today. Former White House physician says Biden won't finish his first term. This is Ronnie Jackson, physician to Obama, physician to Trump. Obama wrote him a scathing letter, basically saying, how dare you question Biden's cognitive ability? Well, now he's questioning it even more, given what we just saw in Israel, where once again, that happened after I edited that video together, yet another example of it, where he's doing a fresh air handshake with nobody in particular. This is Summit.News. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have 2 clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for two 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We've got a couple of videos to get through, and we have updates on these issues. So first we're going to go to this one. Basically, it happened again. It should have been the top story in the United Kingdom for the whole of this week, for the whole of the rest of the month. It wasn't. It was a story for about a day. Once again, gangs of Pakistani Bangladesh Muslim men grooming young white girls over the course of 30 years, viciously abusing them. When it's investigated, or indeed not investigated by the authorities, they cover it up, they blame the victims because they feared being called racist. This is yet another example of how political correctness isn't just being nice to people. It causes relentless real-world harm. Political correctness is just being nice to people. Here's the clip. Can this at least spell the end of that whiny, disingenuous, craven mantra we've heard over and over again?
Political correctness is just being nice to people.
No, it isn't. Political correctness facilitates evil. And yeah, I'm afraid to say it happened again. Over 1,000 young girls in Telford, children, trafficked and sexually abused over the course of 30 years. And the perpetrators not only got away with it, but the victims were blamed. Why? Because the police and authorities didn't want to be called racist. Just like Rotherham, just like Rochdale, just like Oxford, it's an oh-so-familiar tale in Diversity is a Strength Great Britain. Telford scandal, over 1,000 girls abused and raped by Asian gangs while police looked the other way. More than 1,000 girls were sexually abused by gangs of Asian men in Telford while police dropped cases like a hot potato for fear of inflaming racial tensions, a damning report has found. For at least 30 years, abusers in the Shropshire town thrived as their appalling crimes went unchecked by the authorities, who were more concerned about political correctness. They turned a blind eye, ignored obvious signs of sexual exploitation, and get this,
tried to pressure the girls into admitting that they had consented to having sex with members of this vile grooming gang, despite knowing that under the law, children can't consent to having sex with adults. And they accused the girls, some as young as 12, of being prostitutes. Where are all the Me Too people? Where are all the believe after brainwashing them, they then abused and raped them, issuing death threats if they threatened to expose the abuse. Witnesses told an inquiry how West Mercia police had appeared frightened to question or challenge because they didn't want to have the finger pointed at them, saying they were being racist. In its findings, the report said the force's decisions were impacted by fear of complaint or because of concern about the impact on racial tensions. Manchester, same thing, where authorities refused to stop a network of Pakistani men abusing children because they feared it would spark community tensions. Listen, if protecting kids from nonsense sparks community tensions, what kind of communities are we creating in jolly old England? The Telford report highlights the fact that these men, these abusers, were emboldened by all this. They knew they'd get away with it for years, for decades, in some cases forever. Because apparently child welfare ranks below our concern about offending minority groups. Tom Crowther QC, who chaired the inquiry, said, quote, countless children were sexually assaulted and raped. They were deliberately humiliated and degraded. They were shared and trafficked. They were subjected to violence and their families were threatened. Basically, every year now, a report comes out telling the same sordid story. It just keeps happening over and over again. So don't keep telling me that political correctness is just being nice to people. When political correctness facilitated kids being blown up and maimed at the Manchester Arena, because despite brazen and relentless signs of suspicious behaviour, the suicide bomber was left alone. Because eyewitnesses, security guards, police officers feared being called racist. Don't keep telling me we have to look the other way while over 1,000 children are abused, simply because police, councils and local authorities didn't want to be called Islamophobic by idiots on Twitter. And don't keep telling me that diversity is a strength as a camouflage to hide the awful truth about what has happened to this country. So we have not only the industrial abuse of young white girls by this certain minority community, but we also have the systemized cover-up of that crime by the authorities, again, out of fears that they would be seen as offending minority groups. Why they would feel offended by that, I don't know. And, of course, the fact that they may be seen as racist. This kind of ties into it. This came out today out of the London Times. Bearing in mind that this just happened, and it's happened multiple times in the United Kingdom over the past 20 years, racist Met police course for detectives ditched after protests by attendees. The Metropolitan Police has been forced to drop a racist, misogynistic and discriminatory training program for its next generation of detectives after university lecturers refused to deliver it. Lecturers and students objected to an excessively violent case study that they said stereotyped Asian and Middle Eastern immigrants as rapists and child abusers. Because that would never happen in reality, would it? No, it just happens every single month at this point. Let's go to this final video, because while these Asian grooming gangs are abusing children en masse, the important thing in this country is to continue to make white people feel guilty. This video is called Oh No, How Awful, Here It Is. Viewers watching the BBC's coverage of the Women's European Championships football tournament noted the very odd reaction of the BBC presenter, who was reading out a script, to England beating Norway the previous night.
An historic 8-goal victory for England last night as the Lionesses secured their place in the quarterfinals.
But it wasn't enough just to celebrate England's victory. No. You see, the team may have won 8-0, but they did so while being white.
But all starting 11 players and the 5 substitutes that came onto the pitch were all white.
Oh no, the absolute horror.
Were all white. And that does point towards a lack of diversity in the women's game.
white people in England, a country with an 85% white population. How awful! The BBC was noticeably less perturbed about the lack of diversity on display when the British women's 4x100 metres relay team competed at the Tokyo Olympics. Strangely enough, I've also never heard them highlight the serious problem, which is the lack of diversity within the Ghanaian national women's team, or the Nigerian national women's team, or the Pakistani national women's team. What's next? Is the BBC going to do a segment on the shocking lack of diversity within the UK grime scene? Perhaps they're just too busy telling us that the English countryside is racist because 98% of the people who live there are white? Thing is, there are 3 non-white players on the England women's football team. Presumably they just weren't good enough to get in the squad on that night. But 3 players out of a 23-player roster represents about 13% of them being non-white, which mirrors almost exactly the demographic makeup of the country. So in reality, by the numbers, they are fairly represented. Bear in mind what happened last summer during the men's tournament, where speculation was rife that England manager Gareth Southgate deliberately chose black players to take crucial penalties in the Euro final against Italy in an apparent attempt to enforce some kind of try-hard message about diversity and have the final word on weeks of controversy over players taking the BLM knee before kickoff. Problem being, they both missed the penalties. And England lost the game and the whole tournament. Whoops. Here's a novel concept. Maybe just pick the best players regardless of their skin colour. And stop crowbarring divisive identity politics into a sport which already has plenty of non-white representation in some kind of desperate extension of your weird agenda to make white people feel guilty about an immutable characteristic. So let's turn to Germany now in this final 2 minutes, because we had a big story out of there the other day. Government figures show non-Germans responsible for over 39% of murders. Remember, this is off the back of Chancellor Angela Merkel inviting in over 1 million migrants, refugees into the country after 2015. She said it was a great success. The government statistics on serious crime tend to suggest otherwise. Figures released by the German government show that non-German foreigners are responsible for over 39% of total murders and over 56% of manslaughter convictions. Those figures have risen from 2000, when the number of non-Germans convicted of murder rose from 29%. So that's gone up by 10% in 20 years as they import more of them. And the manslaughter has gone up from 37% to 56%, so again, a rise of almost 20% in the space of 20 years. Now, that's interesting, because while they represent 39% of total convictions murder-wise, they only represent 12% of the population, but diversity, as we're constantly reminded, is a strength. Germany's new anti-discrimination commissioner, called Ethnic Germans Potatoes, yes, this is the woman rewarded with a government role to enforce equality, diversity. Turns out, though, she basically hates white people. Of course she does. That's why she's been given the job. In a Spiegel article, she wrote that Germans resemble potatoes. That's the perfect candidate to be given a job on good race relations. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News. War Room is next. Stay tuned.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.